Adventures of Jungle Jim. The Adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are dramatized from the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who enjoy the world's greatest comic and adventure pictures by the world's best artists, featured in every issue of the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. J7 has sent a detail of Indians out to kill Jungle Jim. But Jim has cleverly turned the tables on the hunters, and he now trails them. One Indian Jim has ambushed and relieved of his weapons tells Jim that there is a secret trail leading to a cave in the hills where Pedro, the leader of the Indians, meets the sinister J7. Jim is determined to find the secret trail. Reporting his failure to capture Jungle Jim, Pedro is again sent out by J7 to rally his hunters and capture him. Back on his plantation where he poses as Doc Beard, a kindly old planter, J7 has been extending the hospitality of his house to Kitty St. John and Kolo in order to spy upon them and skillfully worm his way into Kitty's confidence. When Kolo goes into the jungle to hold a secret rendezvous with Jim, one of J7's servants follows Kolo and reports the secret meeting to his master. J7 then decides to get rid of Kolo by murdering him in his sleep, but the attempt fails, for Kolo shoots the servant instead. And early the next morning in the garden, Kolo warns Kitty.
Why, Kolo, this sounds absolutely incredible. Oh, I can't believe it. You really believe that nice old man, Doc Beard, actually sent his servant to murder you?
Yes, Mrs. St. John. Oh. Kolo not like this Doc Beard. Think he be friend of man Tuan Jim come here to find.
Oh, no, Kolo, you must be mistaken. Why, Doc Beard is a very good friend of Colonel Barrett. The colonel told him all about us, how we came here, what we were to do, and everything. Now, Colonel Barrett wouldn't have told him all that if he hadn't trusted Mr. Beard implicitly.
Kolo not think Colonel Barrett tell Mr. Beard all that.
Well, how did he find out all he knows about us?
Kolo not know that. But Kolo be sure this man Beard be enemy, not friend to us.
I can see why you feel so bitterly, Kolo. But Mr. Beard explained what really happened last night. That Indian, Jose, has only been working here a short time. Mr. Beard said he was suspicious of him, but he didn't think he would attempt to rob and murder one of his guests. He believes now this Jose may be one of the renegade Indians who are helping the man behind the sabotage plot.
Kolo not believe what Beard say. Kolo think Mrs. St. John better not be too friendly with Mr. Beard. Not talk with him so much.
Now, Kolo, if I didn't respect the trust Jim has placed in you, I would resent your inference that I talk too much. However, let me remind you that I am not exactly a fool. I know how to judge people, and I trust Mr. Beard. He's just a quiet, harmless, kindly old gentleman who, living here all alone, rather enjoys having company.
Very good, Mrs. St. John. Kolo not say any more.
Very well, Kolo. If I find the slightest cause to doubt Mr. Beard, I'll be the first to admit it. And without any delay, we'll move out of here and go to some other plantation.
Be very good, Mrs. St. John. Kolo go now.
Oh, there you are, Mrs. St. John. Better come in. Breakfast is waiting.
I'm coming, Mr. Beard.
I trust that rather unfortunate occurrence last night didn't interfere too much with your rest.
I did have rather a hard time getting back to sleep again, but I'm all right now. Although my man Kolo seems to be rather upset about it.
Yes, I don't blame him. I'm still very upset myself. I was seriously considering asking Colonel Barrett to send over a guard to keep an eye on us for a while.
Oh, no, Mr. Beard, that won't be necessary. I'm not the least bit afraid, really.
Well, you see, I've got to go off to an outlying section of my plantation today, and I'm rather nervous about leaving you alone
here.
Oh,
nonsense, Mr. Beard. I'll be all right. Don't forget I have Kolo here, and what happened last night is proof that he is always vigilant. Now, you make your trip and forget all about us.
Well, I would be very glad to take you along, but the trip is a tedious one through the swamps, and by going alone, I can be there and back very quickly. In fact, I should be there and back before sundown.
I understand, Mr. Beard. I'm sure I'd only slow up your progress. So you go along, and I'll stay here and enjoy your hospitality.
Oh, thanks.
Now, don't worry about my safety. I'll keep Colo close to me all day.
Good now. I'll feel better about leaving you, Mr. St. John.
Having made sure that Colo will be too busy guarding Kitty to watch his movements, J7 slips away to keep his appointment with his Indian ally, Pedro, who has once again rallied his hunters in a final effort to hunt down Jungle Jim. Having organized the hunt, Pedro sets off down the trail that leads to J7's secret cave, completely ignorant of the fact that Jungle Jim is silently watching for his approach.
There he comes. He must be my man. The leader Pedro, that old Indian, told me about. He appears to be heading in the general direction of the cave. Boy, he's in a hurry, too. It'll be a tough job following him through this country without losing sight of him. What? What the devil was that? Must be one of their signals. Yep, it is. Stop that Indian cold. He's standing dead still. Waiting for someone, I guess. Yep. Here comes another Indian at top speed. He must have some important news. I must work up a little closer to them. See if I can hear what the news is.
Hey, Pedro. Pedro, we find the trail. We find Gringo's trail now.
Where? Where you find trail?
We find many footprints in soft earth by the edge of a swamp. We follow them. They all lead this way to the trail here.
Maybe Gringo find secret trail. Kinshabi, that'd be very bad. White chief be very angry. Must find Gringo hunter now.
Si, Pedro. Hunters following trail. They come this way.
Good. Big Gringo be between here and mountain. Call hunters. We find him now.
That's what I was afraid of. I couldn't get through that swamp ground without leaving a trail. Now they're right on my neck. Boy, oh boy, I've got to get out of here in a hurry. It's life or death now. So far, so good. It's tough going, but I managed to keep right on the heels of that Pedro. What? Now what's he up to? What? He's squeezing through that crevice in the rock. Well, he's disappeared. By the Lord, Harry, I've got it now. That's the entrance to the secret cave. The hideout I've been looking for. And here goes for the last and toughest part of the trip. Into that cave.
Well, Pedro, what's the delay? If that man has slipped through your fingers this time...
No, Master. Big white hunter no get away this time. We have him trapped, Master. Surrounded. He cannot get away. We find a fresh track.
Yes. You told me that an hour ago. But where are your men? I've had plenty of time to round them up and bring them in.
This man, he very good, Master. It take a little time to catch him, but hunters will do it this time. They come soon now. Pedro, sure we catch him.
You better be sure. I've been very patient. Given you every opportunity. But if you fail me this time, I'll treat you just as I did the others who have failed me.
There, Master, you hear? The hunters are coming. They don't fail this time.
It's lucky for you, Pedro. I just about come to the end of my patience. Well, where is he? What have you done with him? Where's the white hunter?
He be not here. You do not find him?
Of course not, you stupid fools. Why would we have him? You're hunting for him.
Why did you come empty-handed?
We circle the trail, follow the footprints. They lead to mouth of cave. Hey, we think Pedro catch him, bring him here.
What? What did you say? His footprints lead into the cave here?
Yes, Master. First come Pedro footprints. Then come tracks of white hunter. They follow Pedro's. Lead right here into mouth of cave. Fool.
No, Pedro. Don't you see what has happened?
No. While your hunters were following the trail of the white man, he was following you.
You've led him here to the cave.
No,
you've discovered the secret of my hiding place.
No, it cannot be. It cannot be.
Don't stand there mumbling. It cannot be. It is. Now, quickly, all of you, hurry.
Si.
Some of you go back and guard the entrance to the cave so that he can't get out.
Si, si.
Pedro,
yes.
You take the rest and hunt every passage, every nook, and every corner of the cave.
Si, si, master, I go now.
This time he cannot escape me. He's here in this cave somewhere, and there's only one way out. He may elude us for a while, but we'll get him now. He's trapped, trapped like a rat. This time he cannot escape.
Well, it was a narrow escape that time. Boy, oh boy, I can't stay here. Now if they lit those torches, they'll be bound to spot me sooner or later. Why the dickens didn't I get out while I had a chance? I'm trapped, caught between two fires. I've got to try something. One last mad dash, and trust to luck.
Up and down the passages in the cave, the excited Indians run, searching every crevice and every corner, while Jim freezes himself against the wall, hoping against hope, desperately playing his last outside chance to escape. But outside the cave, the hunters wait. Their bows are taut. The poisoned arrows are ready to strike down their quarry if he should attempt a dash for freedom. Don't miss the next exciting episode in the adventures of Jungle Jim. Remember, you can follow these adventures in the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement containing the best full-color adventure and comic pictures. Remember, no other comic supplement can give you the top names of Cartoonland, like the all-star favorites to be found in the Comic Weekly. Why, the whole family follow the fun and frolics of Jiggs and Maggie, the Little King, the immortal Donald Duck, as well as the exciting adventures of Flash Gordon and Jungle Jim. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who every week find the greatest of home entertainment in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. More thrilling radio adventures of Jungle Jim will be heard at the same time next week over this same station. Be sure to tune in.